And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And you better believe it. It is Thursday, and the toss-up is here, and got lots to talk about here. Just got back literally seconds ago from spending the last couple of days down at our beloved Capitol and had an opportunity to rub elbows with some folks involved in the political world. And it all culminated today with a visit to the Arizona Chamber Executives Association Chamber Day at the legislature, which I went down there representing the Prescott Chamber board, but actually, also a member of several other chambers. Governor Ducey made an appearance at the event, and we had a chance to ask questions of him as well as Senate President Steve Yarbrough. And so it was a pretty nice opportunity to talk to the Gov. And then at lunchtime, we had our own Karen Fan down there along with David Stringer. And, had a chance to chat with them, with the new board chair from the Prescott Chamber, Margo Christensen, as well as our president and CEO, Sherry Heine, and Rodney Jenkins from Yavapai College, also a member of the board, making an appearance there in Phoenix as well. So lots of really cool stuff going on here in this state, and looking forward to bringing you up to date on what I learned over the last couple of days. I had a chance to talk with the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association, and what they're telling us is that Arizona is on the map. And not only that, is on a lot of people's bucket list. So we got lots more coming your way. But first, we're going to take a break. And then Kay Giles joins us from the Prescott Valley Police Foundation. We've got a golf tournament coming up. And she's going to tell us all about the miracle putt. And I just got finished telling her that anytime I make a putt, it's a miracle. So I'm really curious to see what the miracle putt is all about. And then we'll take you down to the Capitol and give you an insider look at what was going on down at the place where the taxpayers send their money in Phoenix, Arizona. It's another Talk of the Town on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's how-to chick seminars at each one of our 5 stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in studio is Kay Giles. She's with the Prescott Valley Police Foundation and is, in fact, the chairperson. And they are putting on the second annual golf tournament and ball drop featuring the Miracle Putt, which we are all interested in knowing what that is about, but we'll find out in just a little bit. Kay, first of all, this is the second annual event. How did the first one go, and what's your take on how things are going to go the second time around?
The first time we had a tremendous response in sponsors and players, and everybody tells me it was a tremendous event, and they enjoyed it thoroughly. We are anticipating for an even better event this year, and hopefully maybe maxing out the course. We came fairly close last year, and I'm hoping that we'll max out this year, so anybody who wants to play, register early to make sure you get in.
Well, cool. And we're going to go more into the golf tournament here in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to talk about the Prescott Valley Police Foundation. How did it get organized, and what's its primary mission?
The Prescott Valley Police Foundation was started in 2008 by some citizens who attended a police citizens academy and the town citizens academy. And they saw ways that the citizens of the community could help the police department and support them, especially in helping officers pay for their vests, that bulletproof vests that they all have to have, that they had to pay out of pocket at that time to get, and then a federal grant would reimburse them. The foundation was started to cover that cost so they weren't out of pocket. And then we also help with any other non-budgeted equipment, training, and resources. We especially focus on safety-related items that keep officers safer or enable the officers to keep residents or the community safer.
How would you, do you have any kind of feel for what, like, your annual budget is? I mean, how much money do you end up expending on behalf of the police on an annual basis?
In all the years we've been in existence, we've raised over $150,000.
Nice.
And typically, in the past, we had our mystery dinner and some other things to supplement, so we had around $10,000. Now that we have the golf tournament and ball drop, we're going over probably $15,000 or more each year.
That's wonderful. Is this modeled after any other police foundations? And if so, what kind of similarities or differences are there between what Prescott Valley does and what others do?
There are foundations across the country that our founders sort of looked at, like LA has one. I don't know how they are, but Prescott Police Department has a foundation. And it's my understanding that they focus on their Explorer program and things related to that, as opposed to ours being the spectrum of helping the police department with equipment and training and things.
And so when you have the opportunity to present the officers with the fruits of your labor, literally the protection that they rely upon, I would imagine that there's quite a bit of gratitude that the police have for the work that the foundation does.
The department in general, the town council are all very appreciative, and then officers specifically. Anytime I'm somewhere and I introduce myself to an officer, oh, thank you so much for all you do for us. We appreciate it. They love having the extra equipment or special equipment that the budget can't afford in the town. They very, very much appreciate it.
Now, this Prescott Valley Police Foundation, you have like really lavish offices and a huge staff. And, you know, big, you know, trucks and things like that. I would imagine it takes a whole bunch of people to probably run the Prescott Valley Police Foundation.
We have 11 people on our board at this time, 4 of whom are officers. We have no office. We have no equipment. I work out of my own home. I have my computer room pretty much dedicated to this, and I work almost a full-time job doing the work for the Police Foundation. We do not get paid. We do not get expenses. We save all of our money except for, like, if we have to print programs or stuff, you got to pay for those things. But otherwise, we keep our overhead to a very minimum so that we can have that much more money to spend for the police department.
That's the way it ought to be done.
Yes.
So you're doing a fine job
Thank
with that.
Thank you.
Let's get into the second annual golf tournament and ball drop. This is going to be Sunday, April 22nd at Stone Ridge, of course. The opportunities are there for people who want, because people play, you know, golf tournaments in this area quite a bit. It's a very popular way to raise money for worthwhile causes. But this is a little bit special because you have the opportunity to actually have a Prescott Valley police officer on your team.
Yes, that's one of our unique features that I love. It's called our special sponsorship foursome. And any business or individuals can purchase a foursome, have 3 of their people play, and let a Prescott Valley police officer play with them at no charge. And not only does it give the police officer opportunity to play, but it provides the sponsor with opportunity to talk one-on-one with a police officer while they're on the course, to ask any questions related to security at business, security at home, law enforcement, crime in the area, and the policemen come prepared for that. They're not just looking for a free round of golf. They come prepared to work.
Now, you know, this is just between us now. So
yeah, right.
are there any of the Prescott Valley police officers that are particularly good golfers? Someone that would be a ringer that, you know, if you're gonna want to add one to the team, you know, at least to give you a chance maybe to win.
I honestly do not know anything about how they play golf. I will say this: we had 7 teams sponsored that way last year. The sponsors and the players both gave feedback that was a worthwhile experience, and they really enjoyed it.
No, I'll bet. That's really a cool opportunity. And also another opportunity which will test your golf ability is that if you can manage to get a hole in one is it on a particular hole?
Yes.
Right, usually
hole number 3.
Yeah, and that's Earnhardt Liberty Kia. They are going to provide you with a brand new car if you make the hole in one.
If you are the first person to make a
hole in one. The first person to make
a
hole in one.
Yes. One new car.
I make sure and do that.
Yeah. Yes. But last year nobody got one, so we're hoping maybe this year will be the year.
Well, and you know, for folks that have put on these golf tournaments before and offered these kinds of prizes, there is there's usually like some kind of a prize insurance company or something that provides a binder that you know, because it is almost like, you know, lightning striking to get a hole in one on a specific hole, you know. And that's, and I, it's funny that you say you got to be the first one, because that's what the legal you know, that's what they stipulate legally, because you don't want to have to give away a hole in one in case everybody decides
right.
to get a hole in one. but nonetheless, you know, that is, I think, you know, just from having played in enough of these tournaments, I kind of feel like that when you get to the par three hole that you need to sink the hole in one to get the car, I really feel like you grip the club a little tighter and you swing it a little harder for whatever reason. It's just natural to do
so
that.
So you mess up.
Yeah,
and
you gotta relax.
Tell people, save your best shot for number three and be as relaxed as you can be, and hopefully you'll make it.
And certainly, it's not like nobody's ever won a new car hole in one on these golf tournaments before. There haven't been many, but there are certainly a couple that that I remember. But now, with the entry in the Prescott Valley Police Foundation's second annual golf tournament coming up on Sunday, April 22nd, lunch is included,
yes.
And Stone Ridge Prescott Club puts on a really wonderful lunch. I was there last year. Our radio station group is a sponsor of this event, and I got to say they do a wonderful lunch, and it's a great setting too. So you know you really have a super day as part of this event, and it's really great that you provide that.
And hopefully this year we're trying to work to bump up the luncheon a notch, make it even better.
Wow.
And thank you that you enjoyed last year's. We'll bump it up another notch.
Now, in preparation for the golf tournament, Stone Ridge is offering folks a special deal the week of April 16th. This is the week leading up to the Sunday of the tournament. You can buy a practice round at Stone Ridge for just $29, which is cheap to play there.
Yes.
It's a beautiful course. But yeah, for $29 and bring a few balls, $29 you can practice all week long for the tournament, but each round is going to cost you $29.
And you must be a paid registrant in the tournament in order to do that.
Well, I would think so.
Yes.
Otherwise, what's the point? Yeah, you got to register for the tournament first, and you don't practice and then decide whether or not you're going to be in the tournament. That wouldn't be fair. Now, there's a prize drawing included, too. That's free
yes,
for all golfers.
Yes, it's free. Every golfer is automatically entered. It's one of our ways of saying thank you for helping us with this event, and we could use more sponsors for that. Businesses or individuals can donate prizes. It can be anything, a gift card, restaurant card, hotel stay. Home Depot gave us some tools last year. We had Antelope Golf Course gave us a free foursome, which was in that, and all the players get to have opportunity to have prizes out of that. So if there's a free foursome there, that's a nice prize, and it doesn't depend on your ability to play golf well. Mm-hmm. It's anybody who plays.
Yeah. Now, the Prescott Valley Police Foundation Golf Tournament is $75 per person, $300 for the foursome. The shotgun starts at 8 o'clock. It's a four-person scramble. And the first-place team, by the way, will win 8 rounds of golf at Stone Ridge Golf Course. So that is nice to hear. Also, there is a putting contest, a 50-50 raffle, and talk about the miracle putt, because I'm dying to know what this is, because you know, as I said in the opening, anytime I make a putt, it's considered a miracle. So tell me about the miracle putt. What is that?
The miracle putt is what we called it last year, and Stone Ridge suggested this year we call it a gimme putt, as in give me.
A gimme. Well, for golfers, what that means is that so you don't embarrass yourself, if you are able to either hit the ball on the green or on the approach once you are on the green and get the ball close to the hole, that is considered a gimme. They don't make you actually putt it out because, A, they don't want you to embarrass yourself by missing a 2-foot putt, which happens a lot, but B, they also speed up the game that way.
Yes.
By having people pick up rather than making each one, you know, tap in. So they're calling it a gimme putt instead of a miracle putt.
This year we are, because too many people didn't understand what we meant by miracle putt.
I understand.
And our definition is that once you're on the green, you can use your gimme putt. So if it's a difficult hole
anywhere
or you're in an awkward place,
anywhere.
As long as you're on the green, you can use your miracle putt. And last year, there was a tie for the winner. And when they used the alternate scoring method, the fact that a team had used a miracle putt or gimme putt at an appropriate place was why they ended up winning.
All right, so this is now a gimme. Anything that lands on the green has potential for a gimme. Now, the thing is, though, you have to buy the gimmies ahead of time.
Yes.
And how many can you buy?
One per player.
What?
One per player. They cost $5. I have a team that wants 18.
No kidding.
So they can use them on every hole. So
that
we
still
allow,
may not save most people.
Right.
But,
we allow one per person.
All right.
But in your foursome, each of you buy a gimme, and whoever is needing that credit the most can use within that foursome.
Are you selling mulligans too for
no.
Off the tee? So
no.
Okay, so basically the gimme putt is the gesture to the golfer that you don't have to be perfect in order to get a perfect score.
Right.
So that's nice.
Right.
All right. So it's a charity event, of course, and the folks here at the Prescott Valley Police Foundation are also holding a ball drop. So in addition to this golf tournament, the ball drop was a separate within the event. And talk about that, because that was kind of a cool idea, too.
It's a separate event, but we have it at the time of the tournament so the people playing can watch it. And what it is, we sell golf balls. $10 a ball. Anybody in the community can buy them. You do not have to be a golfer. You do not have to be present to win.
And the only skill you need is to be able to pull a $10 bill out of your wallet.
Yes.
That's the only skill you need.
Yes. Then we take all the balls, put them in a bucket. Central Arizona Fire and Medical take it to the top of their ladder truck and pour the balls out onto a special green made on the lawn by the clubhouse. The ball that goes in first or is closest to the hole wins. You get a cash prize of 50% of what we make on ball sales.
And what did that amount to last year?
Last year, the prize was $267, something like that.
Right.
It's a new... And the person who got it put in $40. He bought four balls.
Right.
It's a new concept in our area. It's very popular in Flagstaff and Phoenix. So each year we're anticipating selling more balls. We can only sell 500 balls because that's the max they can carry and dump. So if we sold that many, the prize would be $2,500. So anywhere, depending on how many we sell, it will be 50% of the proceeds.
Well, and you know, thinking ahead, these folks have already got a backup date in case happens to be rain on the day of the tournament, Sunday, April 22nd. They will, in fact, play that tournament on May 6th if there's inclement weather on the 22nd. But for folks that are interested in fielding a team, be it a foursome or maybe a threesome where they want to add the police officer, how would they get in touch with you to register? And then this would be the same number of sponsors want to get a hold
yes.
of you, too.
Yes. You can email us at PV for Prescott Valley, pvpolicefoundation@gmail.com, or you can call me, Kay, at 928-775-4002, 928-775-4002. Please call after 2 p.m., and I can register you over the phone, and the deadline for registration is April 13th, but you register early so you don't lose out on an opportunity. If we fill up soon, you don't have to pay right away as long as you're paid up by the 13th of April.
And, of course, sponsors don't have to know how to play golf a whit. If they want to donate prizes and gift certificates, gift cards, things like that, that's a great opportunity to get a little publicity for your business and then help out a great cause here, the Prescott Valley Police Foundation, with Kay Giles in charge, keeping a lid on the costs and making sure that our Prescott Valley Police are fully protected. Anything else I've left out of this, or are we pretty much got it up to date? Now we just got to start practicing.
Yes, be practicing. I want to thank again our major sponsors, Stone Ridge and their Prescott Country Club restaurant, and Earnhardt Liberty Kia, and Arizona's hometown radio group, of which this station is one of.
Oh, gosh. Well, we will see you out there at Stone Ridge on Sunday, April 22nd, and want to urge all the golfers out there, or even the sponsors who are not golfers, to participate in the second annual Prescott Valley Police Foundation Golf Tournament. You can reach Kay Giles either by email, pvpolicefoundation@gmail.com, or call her after 2 o'clock, 775-4002. And Kay, I'm looking forward to getting a gimme. That's gonna help the score a little bit.
Okay.
Always does. Kay Giles joining us from the Prescott Valley Police Foundation. We're gonna take a break and be back with more talk of the town. I just got back from the Capitol, and if you want to know what's going on there with your taxpayer money, well, stay tuned. We got the whole 411 coming your way next here on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Valentine's Day is gone, but Augie's Restaurant has a sweetheart of a deal for you at happy hour. Augie's appetizers, colossal shrimp cocktail, grilled artichoke, wonderful wings, and Chef Joel's special negamaki. Sushi wrapped in beef rather than rice, served in a hot skillet. All discounted along with specially priced drinks from 4 to 7, 7 days a week. Happy hour at Augie's, one more reason to visit. The place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and we'll also give you the email address and phone number for the Prescott Valley Police Foundation golf tournament one more time towards the end of the show to make sure that those of you that want to play are able to sign up, and those of you that want to donate, sponsor gifts or so forth to help give the participants a better chance of winning something, because if they got to rely on their golf as the sole way in which to win something, sometimes that doesn't quite work out. But anyway, we've got news coming up in just a moment or two, so stick around. We just got back at the beginning of the show. I literally walked in at a minute to four, coming back from the Valley, where I was able to attend the Chamber Day at the legislature, working on behalf of the Prescott Chamber this year as the past chair, and we had a great opportunity to network. And then also Governor Ducey came and spoke to us. So did Senate President Steve Yarborough. And I'll tell you what they said. when we come back after the news. And also had a chance to chat with the folks from the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association, AZLTA. And the news is very good about the state of Arizona in terms of tourism. I want to bring you up to date on that as well. So nothing but good news. That's what you want to hear. And that's what we got for you right here on Talk of the Town. So that'll be coming up after the news. So stay tuned. We are Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We're back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the Indoor Event Center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai Regional Medical Center reaches an important milestone today. On March 1st, 1943, Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors to patients. By 9 that night, Dr. Florence Yunt had delivered the first baby born at the hospital, now known as YRMC. During a live appearance on Tuesday's Q&A with host DJ Phone, Robbie Nickel, YRMC Community Outreach Director, explained the hospital made a lot of progress in the 60s.
1960, Central Yavapai Hospital District was voted into existence. Very exciting. Then we jump up to 1962. We've got local residents approving a measure for Central Yavapai Hospital District to build a new hospital on Willow Creek Road, and we know that one has grown quite a bit.
Nickel says the hospital expanded in 2011.
We dedicated our breast care center, the first one in Northern Arizona, actually. And we also launched Project CARE, which is the largest electronic medical record implementation project in the country at the time.
Videos, interviews, stories, and images on YRMC's history as told by the community can be found at yrmchealthconnect.org. A volunteer baseball coach with the Mayor Unified School District has been arrested after he allegedly made threats.
According to Clarkdale Police, at around 6:30 on the night of February 20th, 45-year-old Robert Warburn had been allegedly cussing and yelling in front of the children playing in an after-hours baseball game between Clarkdale, Jerome, and Mayor, as well as their families. After engaging in unwanted behavior with the umpire, Warburn was ejected from the game. Once he left the field, Warburn confronted and threatened to assault a spectator while in the parking lot. He left the Clarkdale-Jerome school after the confrontation. Other parties present at the game also gave reports about Warburn's behavior. He returned while officers were conducting their investigation, and he continued to be disorderly and aggressive. Warburn has been arrested for disorderly conduct and threats. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, and chance rain late on Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 33 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 51 tomorrow and a high of 46 on Saturday. 33 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 60 and a high on Saturday of 57. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints, you look, and you win. Instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Sun Valley Tire wants to thank all who have served the community, veterans and their families, law enforcement, firefighters. With 5-quart synthetic blend oil change for $15, includes tax and disposal, most vehicles. Civilians still get a deal for $20, includes oil, filter, free tire rotation, and free battery check. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, our job is taking care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix cars for a living. Sun Valley Tire and Auto, Highway 69 next to the main post office in Prescott Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For 3 generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at barrettpropane.com. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, in fact, literally back in town just minutes or seconds before the start of this show. Spent the last 2 days down in Phoenix, mostly at the Capitol. It's Chamber Day at the legislature, and the Arizona Chamber Executives Group brings chamber executives from all over the state together, and then we meet at the old Capitol building, which is located, it's got the copper dome on it, it's located between the current House and Senate building, which I don't believe we currently own. I think we're leasing those right now, but anywho. Every year, for, I guess I've been going to these things for probably 10 years, maybe. Every year, the governor, whoever the governor is always on the agenda. They're always on the list of the people that will be speaking to us. And every year, the governor stands us up. Every year. Haven't seen a governor speak to us once the whole time that I've been doing this. Today was the first time that the sitting governor actually came in and spoke to the chamber executives group, and that was Governor Doug Ducey, who gave us a few minutes to talk about the budget mostly, because that's really what they're concentrating on right now. And so when Governor Ducey enters the room, everybody stands up and they're all clapping, and he walks down the middle of the aisle and he's shaking hands with the people that are on the end of the aisle. And I happen to be one of those people today. So that was kind of nice. And I welcomed him, and he thanked me for the welcome. So then he goes up and he starts talking. So, and talks about the budget and so on. Now, we got to rewind a little bit before this. I had a chance to meet with the powers that be at the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association yesterday. And great organization, by the way. Great advocates for tourism in our state. And really, they spend a lot of time at the legislature making the case for why tourism dollars are more important than lots of others, namely because it's money that comes from outside the area, so it's fresh money. Secondly, the tourism business supports so many other businesses besides just the hotels and the attractions and the restaurants and so forth. You know, when you start thinking about it, and this was what we came to learn, when you start thinking about it, you know, landscaping businesses, pest control, you know, laundry. I mean, there's all kinds of ancillary businesses that depend in part on the tourism industry. And so one of the things we were concerned about was that in the proposed budget that was being put forward by the governor was a cut of $1 million in the tourism budget. And that was something that I kind of knew about, but I wanted to hear it directly from the powers that be. And sure enough, you know, we talked at great length about all the different ripples in the economy that come from tourism, and especially in the places that that I frequent, like Prescott and Lake Havasu City. I mean, tourism is it's a huge, it would be the equivalent, if you could make the equivalency, it would be the equivalent of having a huge manufacturing plant in your town that generates all these jobs and all this money, and then the people working there go out and spend the money on themselves and their families and, you know, and all that. So when you think of tourism as sort of kind of a fluffy overall, well, it's a bunch of people that depend on visitation, well, think of it in terms of it being an industry and how many jobs it supports. And so, you know, to consider, and, you know, I understand that, you know, you've got to spend the money wisely, and there's a huge, you know, there's a huge discussion going on about adding more money for education. And supposedly in 2019, they're going to be putting another $400 million on the table for education. So I think we've got that one figured out. Tourism, to me, seems to be one of those kinds of things that, you know, it's easy to cut, but then when you really think about it, you could probably find that $1 million someplace else, because there's a lot of other things in that budget that don't turn around and generate additional jobs and incomes and careers like the tourism industry does. So armed with that information, I went to the chamber executives meeting today. And I didn't tell the folks at the AZLTA that I was going to do this, because they might have said, no, don't do it, don't do it. But I took it upon myself as a private citizen representing the chamber, which is involved in tourism, of course. And so when Senate President Steve Yarborough got up and had his, you know, few minutes on the budget and then asked for questions, nobody's hand went up right away, so here goes mine. And so I said that, you know, in the governor's budget, there's $1 million cut in tourism. And I wanted to find out if the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, JLBC, which is part Senate and part House, are they going to get together and, you know, put that $1 million back because tourism is so important to our economy. And right now, especially, tourism is very hot in this state. Arizona is on everybody's bucket list, and not just Sedona and the Grand Canyon, but I'm talking everywhere. You know, they're getting people going down to Eloy because, you know, they're looking for the black helicopters. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for people to visit Arizona, and our state has benefited from it. And so we are really on the cutting edge in terms of being a hot destination for tourism. And to me, when you have that kind of momentum going for you, this is not the time to take your foot off the throttle. In fact, it's probably better to maybe double down and maybe add $1 million to the tourism budget. But okay, just don't cut it. And Senate President Yarbrough said, well, you know, the governor has a big project on his hands with regard to education, and so everything else is kind of secondary. But I understand your point, and I agree with you, and we will do everything we can in the Senate to try and keep that money coming in for tourism promotion, for which the radio station here doesn't get any of that. I'm really seriously talking about the impact that tourism has on all of our local economies in Arizona. So, knowing that the governor was on the agenda, I figure, well, if he does show up, I'm going to ask him the question too. And the thing is, the last seven times, as I mentioned, we haven't had a governor, you know, come to our event. It might even be longer than that. I think the last one was Jane Hull. So, you know, you can look in your calendar and figure out how many years ago that was. But Doug Ducey made the appearance and talked about the budget, talked about education, talked about saving the HERF money, the money that's used for highways and infrastructure, which has been swept by the legislature time and time again. They're not going to let that happen this year. So more money is going to be available for infrastructure. But then he threw the floor open to questions. And once again, nobody threw their hand up. So I'm like, okay, I'll step into the ring. And so I said to Governor Ducey that, you know, in your budget, as I understand it, there's $1 million cut for tourism. And I just wanted to let you know that if there's any way to restore that, we'd love to see it, because tourism is an especially important industry in this state. And the reverberation is kind of like a pebble in the lake. You know, you pop that pebble in there, and the waves that go out where you bring a tourist here, and all the repercussions that come from that, from selling fuel and food and lodging to the things that the people that work at those places go out and buy. They end up buying homes. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that stem from tourism. And so that, you know, to me, we can find some other place to cut the budget, maybe leave those old office chairs in place one more year and keep the money in the tourism budget. And so he said that it's just a preliminary working document. I understand what you're saying about tourism. You're not the first person that's, you know, brought that to my attention. And then, you know, when he said his piece, I said, well, I respect what you're saying. I just want you to know that Arizona is very hot on the tourism destination list right now, and this is not the time to take the foot off the throttle. I'm just saying. And he goes, I hear you. So he hears me. Whether he does anything about it is another question. But that was the first part of the miracle on Madison, I guess you might want to call it, or the wacky day on Washington. But we had a really great time, and got to have lunch with Karen Fan, our state senator, who also shared our interest in maintaining the tourism segment of the budget. But then also there is an effort within the legislature, and I thought this was interesting. Sylvia Allen, who is from over in Snowflake area, is putting forward a bill that would roll back, or I guess, what do they say? It would, redact the sick pay and minimum wage escalation referendum that passed in 2016. And evidently they can do this. They can't approve it in the legislature, but they don't need to go on the street and get signatures to put this item on a ballot, the legislature actually can put it on the ballot. And if the people decide that, you know, the thing that we voted on this last time hasn't really turned out to be as great as we thought it would, they can, you know, rescind it and totally repeal it. That's the word I was thinking of, repeal. So that is currently being considered by members of the state legislature to put a ballot measure forward that would repeal the sick pay and minimum wage boost, which cost restaurant and hotel and hospitality people a lot of money. And really, the marketplace should be deciding what people get paid. It shouldn't be the government or the people by referendum in telling us what we have to pay. To me, you know, that they might as well just tell you what time you have to get up, what time you have to go to bed, how many cups of coffee you can drink, how much soda you can drink, and just, you know, you just can't think for yourself anymore. And that's, you know, what kind of world is that? So, anywho, there was one other thing that happened that was really cool, and I'm going to share it with you. But first, I've got some cool people to share their information with you on, and they are the folks that bring you Talk of the Town every Monday through Thursday. And so they're coming up next, and we'll be right back here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Be right back.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Hosting your next party is a lot easier when you have it at Augie's. The banquet room seats up to 50 people comfortably. Augie's great menu and top-notch service assure your party's a hit. But I bet you won't miss having to shop, cook, and clean. Let Augie's team do all the work. For smaller groups, Augie's has a more intimate private dining room for parties of 4 to 8. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, 777-0330. The place to host your next party.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back for our final moments for your Thursday Talk of the Town. The last thing that happened today, which is, this is one of these like kind of spooky coincidence kind of things. I was involved down at the Capitol with the creation of the off-highway vehicle decal, which, you know, required 3 years of intense maneuvering and failed votes, and finally we got it done, you know, and there's a whole big story behind it, which I'll share with you at some time. But a couple of the stops we made with the Arizona Chamber and with the Lodging and Tourism Association, they wanted to know if we'd been involved in any lobbying activity. So I had the story about the off-highway vehicle decal. And it's a funny story because it really has, you know, has a lot of intrigue and, you know, some crazy people involved. And anyway, and so Sherry from the Prescott Chamber and Margo from Ponderosa Hotels, who's the board chair, they've heard bits and pieces and pretty much most of this story over the last couple of days. Well, it's my headphones. Anyway, we had lunch, you know, with the elected people, with Karen Fan and so forth. And we're walking back to the open area between the House and the Senate. And who's sitting there talking to a legislator in the shadows but Nick Simonetta, who is a big lobbyist down there. And he was the guy that I worked with on getting the OHV decal done. So it was like the perfect ending to this whole affair. Nick is sitting there talking to the guy, so I texted him, and he didn't pay any attention to his phone. So I texted him again, nothing. So I called him. He looks at the phone and puts it back in his pocket. And so I then walked over to him, and I said, "Hey, what are you, too busy to talk to me?" And he goes, "Hey, what's going on?" And, you know, so I got to introduce him to Sherry and to Margo. And then he started talking about the OHV decal thing because he says that was one of the funniest, legislative proceedings he's ever been involved in. And so it was just kind of funny how this whole thing just kind of got tied up in a neat little bundle. And I went right to the car and headed back up here. I mean, it just couldn't have ended any better.
Hey, you put an exclamation point. That's it.
Just drop the mic and go.
And folks, that's how sausage is made.
Ain't that the truth? Well, tomorrow now, we've got Let's Talk Sports coming up. And and Chuck was one of, you know, my half a dozen viewers that watched the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game on Tuesday night. I did the play-by-play for that game. They called me the night before, and they said, "Hey, our play-by-play announcer, John Bloom, is sick. Would you like to do the play-by-play?" Now, for those of you that don't know me, when I was in high school, I used to take a cassette tape recorder to Cobo Arena in downtown Detroit, and I would sit and I would do play-by-play while I was watching the Pistons play basketball. So when they called up and said, would you mind doing the play-by-play? And it's like,
well, gee whiz.
Yeah, and so I didn't sleep that night at all. And the next day, Tuesday, I went down there, and Ashley and Jake did a great job. George, the public address announcer, they all were a big help to me. But Chuck sends me an email saying that he saw me, well, he heard me, actually, but saw me on Twitch TV. Now, what are you doing on Twitch TV?
Well, I couldn't find it on Facebook Live. And so I'm dialing around and, you know, trying everything. And I think Twitch TV is part of the Reno, whatever they are.
Bighorns.
Network. But that was you. And
oh,
I
cool.
said, I know that guy, and Twitch. He's doing a great job.
Twitch TV.
I'm going, I know it sounded like, what? Chuck, yeah. Are you putting...
Now, the thing about Twitch TV, and you really have to have a lot of self-esteem to know this, but Twitch TV is designed specifically so that people can turn you off and do their own commentary.
Oh.
That's the whole point of this. And so when they told me that, I said, wow, that's a real confidence builder.
Yeah.
on Twitch TV, so they can shut you off whenever they want.
I didn't shut you off. I listened to you, and I watched the game, and we done okay.
And a big, big thank you to Chris Presson, to the president of the Suns, for giving me the opportunity to live a dream, a boy in his dream, professional basketball play-by-play.
On Twitch.
I can pretty much say that I've done it all now. But anyway, we're not done yet. We're going to do Let's Talk Sports tomorrow at 4, so stick around for that. And the great one, Mark Levin, is coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Don't forget the Prescott Valley Police Foundation Golf Tournament. It's pvpolicefoundation@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of Kay Giles, and her phone number was 775-4002. That's coming up on April 23rd, right? April 22nd. Got to register by April 13th. But it's a great tournament over at Stone Ridge, and they have a nice lunch, and everybody gets a trophy. No, not really. But anyway, thanks, Kay, for coming in and bringing us up to date on the golf tournament. And for the rest of you, we've gone far enough into the 5 o'clock hour. We're now going to send you over to Mark Levin after the news, but we'll see you back here tomorrow for Let's Talk Sports, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.